The Iraqi politicians standing for election on Sunday included Ahmed Chalabi. He's a former Iraqi exile who once had influential support in Washington. Early in the U.S. occupation, some officials in the Pentagon appeared to be promoting Chalabi as a possible post-war leader. Chalabi later lost favor with Americans, but has now resurrected himself as a member of the United Iraqi Alliance. That's an organization of a number of political parties, mostly Shiite Muslim. Mr. Chalabi is on the line now from Baghdad. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
So you're seeking a seat in the Iraqi parliament, 275 seats in this assembly. Do you have any idea at this point if you won?
The results are not out, but the United Iraqi Alliance did very well.
Now let's talk about the next steps here. This assembly, among other things, will be choosing a government, choosing the leaders of Iraq. How does that process unfold over the coming months?
The assembly will elect a president and two vice presidents, who will then nominate a prime minister, who will be, and then he chooses his cabinet, and they will seek a vote of confidence from the assembly. I think the most important work, is in the assembly, because the assembly will be drafting a constitution for Iraq, and will be negotiating, overseeing the negotiations for a status of forces agreement with the United States government to regulate the situation of American forces here.
Will the new government seek to establish a date, for example, by which Americans would leave?
I think it is idle to speculate about dates. We need American forces here. Without American forces, there would have been no elections. And we are very grateful and thankful for the men and women of the United States Armed Forces who have helped us make this dream come true of elections. And we need them to help us keep security. However, I think that we should have a status of forces agreement. And I think that a date of American tone down of troops and withdrawal will be decided mutually as the Iraqi forces become better trained and better able to take control of the situation.
Mr. Chalabi, just for those who do not recall all the details, I'll mention that you had strong support from the U.S. government, you personally, for a long time. You had a very public falling out with Americans who accused you of misusing intelligence information, and you strongly denied those. Can you just describe your relationship now with U.S. officials?
I'm proud to be a friend of the United States, and I've advocated United States assistance to the Iraqi people for the liberation of Iraq. I have not changed. Some people in Washington changed, and they were in a position to do things which were very egregious towards me, and starting with last spring. But we maintained our position here in Iraq and maintained our friendship for the United States. And we had elections. Now there is no hostility that is discernible to us from American.
Ahmed Chalabi is the head of the Iraqi National Congress, and he is high on the list of candidates for the new Iraqi assembly put forth by the United Iraqi Alliance. Mr. Chalabi, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.